Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They took a little trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He took a lot of gold and made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet
and the flute
and the harp,
then you must fall down and worship that idol,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. But the people of Israel would not bow down,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. You couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fire furnace,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Then he heaped on the coals and the red-hot brimstone,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be,
Shadrach,
Shadrach.
Then he burned up the soldiers the king had put there,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of that furnace, talking to the people about the power of the gospel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Even burn a hair on the head of old Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while a fire was a jumper,
Shadrach.
The Lord was on their side. Old Nebuchadnezzar called Hadar when he saw the power of the Lord, and they had a big time in the house of Babylon.
Shadrach, Shadrach.
Captain Phil Harris. From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
There's no need to terminate this mission in a flaming wreck.
Lockwood, it's your option.
But in the interest of the mission, please try to avoid beating anyone to a pulp.
Or vice versa. Possum Hour set you on that path. Yeah, Hope died about a month ago. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Beautiful Filth and The Ugly Truth. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Champs. Dingus, dingus, dingus. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Tuesdays and Thursdays, well, Mondays is Possmar, Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's clobbering time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. Check your local listings for dates and times in your area. And then there's Friday Night Possum. Last Friday, damn near a Christmas miracle. Already nominated Professor R.J. Gumby for the Nobel Peace Prize for podcasting. Well, you just can't plan crap like that. Hence the term serendipity-do. Dig it? Not serendipity-don't. Serendipity-do. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes. Oh, happy Boxing Day, by the way. We have a little celebration for that coming up. What's the call-in number, though? I can't recall.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Yes. And first, a word from our sponsor.
Your pipes are leaking, don't get nervous.
La 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 la.
Call Ray the plumber for same day service.
La 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 la.
He guarantees your satisfaction.
La 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 la.
Just dial and Ray springs into action.
La 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 la.
This holiday season, if you've got a leak and can't wait a week, or if your drain is being a pain, call Ray the plumber at fast, same day service. And from the entire family at Ray the Plumber,
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Dal la 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 la. And just like that, they're on their way.
La 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 la.
Next time that your water's rising,
la 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 la.
Call Ray the Plumber, stop compromising.
La 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 la.
There's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
This hair is tiny. I live in a matchbox in the corner of the shed.
Hey, Tiny, what's new?
The shed. Yep. Them insurance goons, they done replaced the shed right away the next day after she burnt down. So I've got me a brand new shed, a fresh matchbox to sleep in, and $300 in cash.
A whole $300?
Well, I wasn't born yesterday, hey.
Well, that's apparent.
I don't reckon there's no need to bring my parents into this, hey.
Tiny, have you been drinking by any chance?
Well, why, you know I can handle my booze.
Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way, bells on on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hey, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Mm. Thank you, Commodore, for showing up. Thank you very much.
Hey, I nominated you for Nobel Peace Prize as a podcast. a major award.
It was Panic City.
Oh, no, you did a great job, man. You covered well.
Just kept it open.
You're good at following orders. I'm going to mark that on your grade card this semester. I told you last time. I said, man, if it ever happens, just start playing the fucking background music. You know?
Yeah, it was perfect. And it was good to hear the background music, yeah? Without it.
Yeah, like a little, you know, different thing for us here.
Jesse wasn't too happy with me.
Now, that's the Christmas miracle part. I listened back to the archive.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, you're just playing jazz for about a half hour, and then Minnie Nifty calls in.
Really?
And then it gets interesting. I've never heard such a sad, sad person. He says to you, well, I was talking to the Commodore just about 6 hours ago. Like I was dead already. You know? And he seemed like he had a great show planned. And he sounded so defeated.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I was like, poor thing.
For those
he was really looking forward to
it. You got to hear the archives. This is a riot. And I didn't realize it when I was live with him.
Oh, man. He was bummed. I mean, seriously, bummed out. And then when I call in, he's all, he puts up, that was the Christmas miracle. Me calling in was the Christmas miracle. That was Minnie Nifty's Christmas miracle, man.
You resurrected.
At least I could make someone's life bright, you know? Yeah. You know? Sometimes you gotta.
How you doing? How you doing? A little time ago. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Facebook was like, fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta hear that, people. Play that hard.
I was really looking forward to the show tonight. It was beautiful, man. He's a great kid, man. We love him here on the old possum.
He called it a catastrophe or something when you were on.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? Train wreck?
He said,
catastrophe?
Yeah, glad I could witness this catastrophe with you.
Poor
Johnny. Man. I loved every minute of it, man.
Oh, it's nice to know you want it.
Yeah, it's serendipity do, man, when you something like that happens and then something funny comes out of it. It's like, you couldn't have planned that. If you'd have written a script with that shit in it, people would have said, well, that's the phoniest bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
In fact, that was very possible. It was very possum.
Very possum, man. It was a classic Christmas episode. To have and to hold. Till death do us part.
Man.
Speaking
of
death do us part. No, we don't have death do us part tonight. It's, I discovered another Scott Baio song. Did you see it? Hey! Did you see it when I put on your page there?
Yeah, that's a rocket, man.
Is that Beauty?
Yep. See, someone else had that in mind, too. We were just saying that. Now, Scott Baio could be performing at the inaugural.
Yeah. Yeah. They still, as far as I know, they still haven't approached Wayne Newton. But and the Rockettes got out of it, which is cool. It's voluntary for the Rockettes, so
good,
it's going to be like one Rockette. You know, Midge. She's,
Midge.
Yeah, she's the one that's got issues. Anyway, they said the Beach Boys without the good Beach Boys, the shitty Beach Boys that are going around, the Mike Love Beach
John
Boys.
John Stamos.
Yeah, yeah, they might be there. So, but in lieu of those guys, maybe we'll get them Friday.
Yeah.
It's the Baio.
Joining us right now is a very popular television actor. And they have discovered he can sing and he's got a hit record. Besides being a regular in Happy Days, he's also starring in his own ABC television series,
Joni Loves Chachi.
And he is a fine singer, and right now he's going to sing his hit single titled, What Was in That Kiss? And it's right off of his first album. Here is the album for all you ladies whose hearts are beating a little faster out there. Would you all welcome Scott Baio?
I want two cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them. I don't roll up, but the cold shack. But the cold shack. But the cold shack.
You've got such a pretty face. Heaven took its time on you.
Motherless fucking whore.
You got such a easy way.
Fuck you up the ass.
You know just what to say and do.
Pussy and whiskey free if you want it.
Last night,
fuck him and get the fuck out.
When we were together.
Come, fuck him.
It all just fell into place.
Come on, get your shit smeared ass off my balcony.
Fucking lie there now.
Should have gone on forever.
Go! Oh!
And
oh! Oh! Let go! I like it breaking. Move! Move! Hurry! Come, sucker!
What was in that kiss? I've never felt like this. Just tell me what your secret is.
Suddenly didn't.
Yeah. Rather abruptly.
what are you going to do but keep on doing the possum? Did we do this one? No, we didn't do this. All right, it's time once again.
Yes.
The Possum Lounge. We have an array of superstars tonight in the Possum Lounge.
Nice.
Starting with, not exclusively, Apple Cheeks Alice.
We out.
Cheeks. Number two in the lounge tonight. Number two.
Okay.
Yep. 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 Sent me a nice Goldie Hawn pick, which is,
oh,
she obviously listened to the archive over there.
Yes, she did.
That's the weird thing about dreams. I was shopping today, and I was like, I'm going back on my good eating next year, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm done with frozen pizza pies. No more of those, because I had a couple this week. Like, that's it. I've had my last pizza pie. What do I want that I'm not going to be, you know?
Yeah.
And then I realized that I had a dream last night that I was in my fridge and there was all this lunch meat and cheese, but I had no bread.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, isn't that weird? So I went like, yeah, sandwiches. Going to end the year off with sandwiches. Yeah.
That's your subconscious telling you.
Yeah, get a sandwich. Have a sandwich. Speaking of sandwiches, I know, cake. What are you going to do? Get all this bread, I mean, all this meat and cheese. And probably three or four kinds of mustard, mayonnaise, horseradish mustard, mayonnaise, everything.
Just but
no bread. I've got onions, lettuce,
yeah,
and tomato.
All the bacon.
But anyway, Dr. Cake here. And it would not be a show without Dr. Cake. Just like it wouldn't be a sandwich without bread.
Yeah.
All right.
Good analysis.
Now, to make a long story short, there's Ford Prefect.
Ford!
And may I wish the entire Canadian contingent a very happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day!
Happy Boxing Day, damn it. Now, speaking of USA, there's Getting for USA!
Getting for USA!
Yep. I feel patriotic just saying his name.
Yes.
Yeah. And there he is, ladies and germs. The most strongest, most wonderful man on the internets.
Who that?
J.T. Trenton!
J.T. Trenton!
The most wonderful guy on the net. No, is that it? It's the most wonderful G.T. Trenton in the lounge. Something like that. My dad boxed a little in college. He gave me his old gloves when I was a kid. It was fun. Wish I still had them. Everlast. They were cool. Nah. I left them in my toy box. I don't know what happened to my toy box, man. Hey, there's Lion 021.
Lion.
We'll call you Lion 21. Lion 21. Is that like the Lion's Den? That's the porno shop.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Is that Lion in the House or Lion in the Den? I forget her real name. Lion in the House?
21.
Yeah,
all right.
But
we'll figure that out.
Someone else. Yeah, this used to be it.
Now there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Supreme Dog Watcher. Hippie chick, extraordinaire. I think there's still a bottle of weird flavored water in the back of my fridge. Like, call like, groovy or something, you know? Like, what's wrong with just water, man? No, it's got to be like essence water. Oh, okay.
Right.
Sprinkled with magic berry dust and shit. So, I don't know.
Hippie.
I get thirsty enough. Run out of mixer. Yeah. And there's other people's eyes, our old coconut water. It is coconut water, I think.
Oh.
I should add that with the coconut shrimp. Then I'd have never woke up. There's other people's eyes, our old pal Dope. He probably won the damn death pool again. You know him.
Oh, yeah. We got to tally that up.
You know, guy's got I think he's got connections, if you know what I'm saying, huh?
He's a reaper.
Yeah. He's got his phone number. They're on Twitter together or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, there's R.J. Gumby, the professor, the sinister minister of what do you call finance and parking.
A former DJ.
Yeah, yeah. He was Friday night. He was actually Professor DJ Gumby. You had a good streak going until that 9.5 one. That kind of a little long.
I have
to agree on that one.
Went on too long too.
I thought the Flintstones was fine. I didn't know gripes about Flintstones. Yeah, it was jazzy enough. But then it was the fucking Booker T. That's when the show started. That was when the show lit up like a Christmas tree. Boom.
Yep.
You always count on Booker T and the MGs.
He brings it. He brings it, man.
They bring it every time, man. They'll fuck around.
Yep.
Donald Duck
Booker
Dunn.
T. Uh-huh.
Steve Cropper. Shit, man. All right, and there, from the Derek and Kay show, is Derek. There.
Derek Taylor.
Yeah, Derek. And they come on Sundays at 7 here on Blog Talk Radio. Great show.
Me, USA and Lion are usually there every Sunday. Every Sunday night at 7.
Check out our fine-ass show at www.dkpodcast.com. Com. Yes. That's how you say it in Pittsburgh. .com. What?
Pittsburgh
com.
Dad.
Pittsburgh Dad. All right. And, I was thinking last time I was listening, that was sort of the show I had envisioned. And it sort of was what we were sort of going towards sometimes on the old Trek After Dark show, you know?
Yeah.
Funny guy and a girl, you know, the smart girl type personalities. And we'd actually planned to do a logo like they have, too. I think they stole our whole idea. Hey, man.
Sure, they did.
Sons of bitches. Well, listen to it anyway, because we're not going to do it.
No.
Well, there they are, the possum. Jaybird's on the hold, I think. Yeah, so the Possum Lounge.
And your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Oh, 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 oh.
I need some marijuana.
All righty, now. Oh, let's go to the Boxing Day.
Yeah.
What the hell is Boxing Day? I didn't even look it up.
You know, I still don't know. I think I look it up every year and I never remember.
All right, Boxing Day. What the hell is
it? Where you air your grievances with your relatives. Right?
Day after Christmas comes from the UK. The day after Christmas, you air the grievances. St. Stephen's Day. And other European countries. It sounds made up. But that happy hat, you know, I don't let my stupid opinion ruin your Boxing Day.
That's right.
You got shit to put in the boxes, I guess. You know.
That's it.
Oh, and they shop. Right. Yeah. Okay. Boxing Day sales. That's what Cake says. Very cool, man. All right. Well, it's fun.
You shop after Christmas? I don't get it.
Well, then you get all the bargains. Everything's cheap.
Cheap. Is it a bank holiday? I thought it was a bank holiday.
Well, we'll find out. Actually, I brought along a thing. Ford Prefect was nice enough to send us along. It gives you kind of a little more information to flesh out this Boxing Day thing, man. We don't really do this in America, man. We're all hungover day after Christmas, you know. We're, you know, putting hydrogen peroxide on the deep cuts from the family fights the day before. So, without any further ado, it's the Boxing Day song.
When you live in Winnipeg and it's the middle of winter, what can you be proud of? When it's 33 below and the wind instantly freezes your fingers as you fumble in the mailbox for the postcard with a picture of a beach and palm trees and a short message from a friend holidaying in Florida and wishing you were there, where is the justice? When you're 10 minutes late in the morning and you discover some nut has pulled the plug from your car, and then you remember you forgot to plug it in the night before. When you're standing on Portage Avenue waiting in a 26-mile-an-hour breeze for a bus and it finally arrives, and you discover you don't have the exact change. In fact, you don't have any change because you left your wallet at the office. When you stand there with your hand frozen to the shovel after 2 hours of digging out your driveway, watching your neighbor with a new snowblower throwing it all back in again, and you want to scream, but nobody can hear you because the snowplow is making too much noise and it fills in the rest of your driveway. What is there to be proud of? When it's too cold to go skiing, and the letter from your aunt in Vancouver is full of complaints about rain? When you finally get your car started after waiting for the serviceman for 2.5 hours and then back into a telephone pole because the frost shield the cop told you you had to put on has a leak in it and you can't see out of your car anyway? When the whole world is one great big frozen icicle clinging to your chin as if it grew there, where is hope? Well, my friend, you can be proud. There is hope. Be proud. Proud of the fact you've survived. Take raw courage in your heart and fight on. Fight on! With this thought growing in your head, summer is only 6 months away, and you wouldn't want to miss that wonderful day. So fight on, Manitoba! Fight on! Fight on! Fight on!
Oh. Yeah. I like that, man. That was great. It had power and majesty. Oh, boy. Well, I'm looking up. I was reading about it. It's just made up.
It is.
It's made up. It's just made up. Oh, Woody Allen Kangaroo. That was cool, man.
That one.
Oh, no. Okay, that video. What was that, Woody Allen Jesus, whatever you put up the other day?
Oh, that video. Yeah. We played that
That's
last
crazy.
Year.
Did we really?
I forgot
Woody
all,
Allen Jesus?
Yeah, we played it. I forgot all about it until Daddy G played it on his Twisted Christmas Eve party.
I'm sorry I missed that, man. Oh, you're welcome, Ford, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah,
because,
you
know, we got 90 minutes to fill, and some nights it's harder than others, you know.
We run dry.
But, meanwhile, back to that thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, how was the Christmas show over there at Daddy G's?
No, it was a good time. I don't think
you play a lot of naughty stuff, a lot of dirties.
Dirty. As much as it used to be.
Because he used to do the real dirty, and then he'd take the show down. He wouldn't archive it because he was afraid.
Yeah.
People would think he was a perv.
I saw one that was really filthy, and he played it a couple of years ago. I was surprised he played it.
But what was that?
Had to play, I forget it now. But, I mean, it was really graphic.
Yeah.
Really graphic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
There's some goodies out there. Oh, let's bring old Jaybird on here, man.
Yeah, Jaybird.
Yeah. Hey, Jaybird, come on in, man. Come in, Jaybird.
Hey, who knew Scott Baio could sing?
He's the crooner from Milwaukee, man. You know what they say. Yes, sir.
You got his eight track in your car, don't you, Jay Burton?
He said yes, he had an eight track.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had the picture disc on vinyl.
Yeah. He's great. I'll tell you what, though, as much as we make fun of him, that guy got more quality tail than the three of us and all the males in the chat room and probably all our Facebook friends put together. Because that he was into every hot chick that you can think of, man. I mean, it's
he was banging
sick
all the chicks
of.
That they watched.
He was banging them left and right.
Oh, man.
He thought it was Boxing Day every damn day of the year, this guy.
Boxing Day. I have a theory on how he got these women.
All right. Hit me.
When they were younger, right? They must have been like 13 when he was on these television shows. And you know how these little girls were in love with him and everything, had posters up. So they did it fulfilling a little girl's fantasy. That's the only reason why he got jailed.
An unfulfilled teen beat dream?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
No, I disagree. I disagree. Yeah. Earlier in the show, in the chat, Dr. Cake mentioned that he was cute.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think he had a period there up until about the end of the last season, maybe, of Charles in Charge, where he actually was cute. So he's cashing in on that. And it was during that time he got all that good trim.
Oh, well, we got it. Okay, there you go.
Now he's like just banging regular chicks and doing reality shows. He's got nothing.
Yeah. His movie, Zapped, I thought should have won an Academy Award. I mean,
Eddie Deason's in that.
Is he?
Eddie Deason's in that. Yeah. We get Eddie on the show. We'll have to ask him what the Bayo is like.
Yeah.
He won't talk shit on anybody. He's such a nice guy. He won't give us the real deal.
That's not fun.
Well, he says he's got a Jerry Lewis story that he's going to keep under his hat until he dies. Oh, my God. Wouldn't I like to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about a Christmas quickie?
Okay.
You know, it's still a holiday.
Clean it up. Yeah, well,
just yesterday.
Christmas shit. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, no. First, a word from my sick side. How about that?
Boy, if I hadn't ducked me to collide, it's sure. What a narrow escape. What's the matter with you?
Fast bug! I'd like to meet the motherfucker named Fast Bug and some approval to that!
In your heart or brain, it's curtains.
Love that guy.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want an automobile.
Tin sedan?
I want a Jaguar.
You're too young to drive a Jaguar.
How about the elephant?
You want an Indian elephant?
I got the Indian elephant.
You want an African elephant?
I got the African elephant.
What kind of an elephant do you want?
A Jaguar.
How about a nice hi-fi set?
I got the hi-fi set.
How old are you?
Four.
How about a stereo set?
I got stereo.
How about a typewriter?
I got a typewriter. I type while I listen to the stereo. You think I'm a stereotype?
4 years older.
Oh, geez.
An advanced four.
Do you paint?
I got a one-man show in my nursery.
Oils?
Mosaics.
4 years older. You got a girl?
I am a girl.
You got a boyfriend?
Several.
Have they got a Jaguar?
One has a Mack truck.
Would you like a Mack truck?
I want a Jaguar truck.
Jaguar doesn't make a truck.
I want a Jag.
4 years older.
Four and a half.
Do you have a driver's license?
Several.
How about an astronaut kit?
What's inside?
An oxygen mask, a heavy suit, 6 months rations, and a social security card.
What's in the rations?
Cheese, powdered eggs, bacon, hardtack, a St. Bernard dog, and a bottle of brandy.
You put me on, ain't you?
4 years old, eh? How about a DC-7?
I got a DC-7.
Wise kid, eh?
Never mind the comments. I'll get my mommy to have you fired. She does all her shopping here.
I'm gonna break your neck, you little brat.
I also have a black belt in judo.
Look, kid, there are 50 other tots who want to see Santa.
Let him wait. I was here first.
My knee is falling asleep.
So's my earlobes.
You know something? I don't believe you're 4 years old.
You know something?
What?
I don't believe you're Santa Claus.
You gonna tell the boss?
Not if you give me that Jaguar.
Okay, you win. Hey, Sid.
Yeah?
One Jaguar.
One Jaguar. Coming up.
Here you are, kid.
Help! Help, Mommy! Mommy, help! Help, Mommy!
Ho, ho, ho. Next!
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Eddie Lawrence! Greatness. Greatness.
I am a girl.
That was... so great in its stupidity. But that doesn't even take the 3 minutes into consideration. Well, I don't have a lot of notes, man. Oh, I got this weird, thing on my answering doodad on the phone. You know, it has the caller ID if they have a name attached.
Yeah. Yep.
And the name was Vigilante. Space S. Did I tell you this one already? Did I tell you this one already? Yeah. Vigilante. S. S Vigilante. I'm like, who's this, Paul Kersey? What the? You know. Like, what's the deal? So I, the message is some lady from the Kidney Foundation, if I have a contribution. So it was nothing dangerous. It wasn't Charles Bronson.
I got a call yesterday. Somebody told me they were going to kill me in 3 hours.
What?
Honest to God, I answered the phone and said, I'm going to kill you in 3 hours. I said, yeah, you do what you got to do. I hung up.
That's
no threat to me. Come get me. I unlocked the door as I got that phone call.
Try to scare me with something, pal. I'll be darned, man.
Yeah, that was weird.
You said that was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
No, what's
Christmas
yesterday?
Day?
No. Yeah, it was
Christmas
yesterday.
Eve.
No,
Christmas Day?
I forget what it was. Yeah,
last well.
Last night or the night before.
That's crazy, pal. I think you're supposed to report them to the cops, man.
Yeah, well, what's their report? It says no ID or something like that on the thing.
Oh, there was no ID?
Yeah, there was nothing. Yeah.
Pussy.
I wonder if I still have the number. I can't look down. I end up hanging up.
What a pussy. You know,
you're
gonna make threats, man. Don't even use the go knock on your fucking door and tell you that. You know what I mean?
I'll
call you on the phone, you baby, piece of poop.
What the fuck?
Why don't you go on Twitter and threaten my ass? You know, come on, man. You know? Oh man. Oh wait. Forgot. So anyway. Time once again. That was a Trump joke, if you didn't catch that. Right in there.
Twitter.
Twitter. Tweety. Oh, 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Now, last week, or last Friday, we had probably one of the greatest things we ever played, and everybody went like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But it was actually pretty fucking cool. That was the filthy, dirty, filthy Spike Jones underground tape that has never been played anywhere on the planet, and we played it here first. Not every, no.
Yep.
Rarely heard. Not on YouTube. It ain't, you can't find that. Nowhere. Nohow. On it here. Awesome. Well, tonight, it's kind of a. I bet you there's a lot of the same people in the band.
Sure.
I think Derek's probably going to be singing along with it. He's not going to hate it. I think I'm going to disappoint Derek, but nonetheless, 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Everybody get around, take your seats and all sit down. First I start to sing the song, then you follow right along. Isn't this a Christmas tree? Yeah, this is a Christmas tree. Isn't all this candy free? Oh yes, all this candy free. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Aren't all these presents nice? Yeah, the presents all are nice. Each one gets a big surprise. Each one gets a big surprise. Big surprise, presents nice. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Does the train go choo-choo-choo? Yeah, the train goes choo-choo-choo. Does the doll go wah-wah-wah? Yeah, the doll goes wah-wah-wah. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the duck make quack, quack, quack? Yeah, the duck makes quack, quack, quack. Do the parrots yuck, yuck, yuck? Yeah, the parrots yuck, 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 yuck. Quack, 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 wah, wah, wah. Choo, choo, choo. Big surprise, presents nice. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Does the clown, ho ha ha ha. You're the clown, ho ha ha ha. Does the music, la la la. You're the music, la la la. La la la, ho ho ha ha. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Choo, choo, choo. Big surprise, presents nice. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Does the hammer knock, knock, knock? Yeah, the hammer knock, knock, knock. Does the clock go tick, tick, tock? Yeah, the clock goes tick, tick, tock. Tick, tick, tock. Knock, knock, knock. La, la, la. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that right. Quack, quack, quack. Choo, choo, choo. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the rooster, yeah, the rooster, does the milk cow, yeah, the milk cow, tick, tick, tock, knock, 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 la, 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 ha, ha, ha. Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
I'm on the highway to hell.
Right.
Well, Derek, was good. I had something pithy to say, and it just flew right out of my head. Well, here's Zoo is here. Zoo.
Yeah, Zoo.
I'll
see you, Zoo. Zoo.
Yeah. What was I going to say about that 3 minutes? Well, it was 3 minutes. Exactly.
Were you going to talk about Mel Jackson?
By definition alone. No. He gives a shit about Mel's accent. No. yeah, he did. He did have a near fatal car accident in the early 60s. Almost died. His voice was never quite the same.
Yeah.
No. I don't like to talk about serious shit on this show. This is a comedy show. So, meanwhile. In the world of abortion, no, I'm sorry I said that. That's bad. It's no good. All right. Oh, where's Porcupine Bob? Because he sent me this story that's a fake story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wanted me to share this on the show. 64-year-old man was rushed to the hospital in Canada. Happy, you know. Boxing Day. He had frostbite on his penis after he got drunk and he had sex with a snowman.
Why did you say? I believe that.
Yeah, he was found passed out clutching onto his frozen junk by neighbors at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and they called the ambulance straight away. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, he had infection, frostbite, of course. And, he had frostbite and had infection, gangrene, and he got his tallywhacker whacked. Very sad, said Dr. Mark Arnadeau. Well, what tipped me off that it was a fake picture was they had a picture of the snowman that he'd fucked on the ground with all these beer bottles around it. And it's like, you know, on the ground there.
Even with the beer bottles and all around there, so you're set up.
Yeah. And then he says,
I can't believe it.
Well, then they said, the snowman is thought to be okay, though. It's since been rebuilt and cleaned. Okay? Come on, man. Several people have already vowed to dismember him after what he did to the kid snowman. He left piles of empty bottles, wrecked snowman, a trail of frozen man juice in the middle of the community recreation grounds. This bastard's worse than Bill Cosby. Oh man, that's rugged. I know, man. But it's a fake story.
Yeah.
Don't believe a fucking word of it. Don't believe a fucking word. Made up. Now here's a real story. Pretty fun. What?
I've done snowmen before. My willy's still intact.
Well, you gotta be really fucking horny, man. You gotta be ready to cut diamonds with that motherfucker before you take on a snowman. If you know what I'm saying, brother. I'm putting it in the chat room. Right there, boy.
Snowmen are teased.
Oh, boy. Okay, this is a real story. This is a wedding, and it erupted in a big brawl, which I've been to a wedding. In fact, my sister-in-law's wedding ended in a brawl, and I missed it! Damn it!
Because
I was so fucking bored. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. Found out later there's a big brawl between my brother-in-law and his, you know, the father-in-law over there and all these people. Good shit. But anyway, so in this one, this jilted boy ex-boyfriend had put what did he do? He put revenge porn on the tables at the reception. He put up pics of the bride giving a BJ at every table. Bride's brother thought it was one of the groomsmen. So, there's a great pair there. It was great. duking it out.
So
smashed glass everywhere. Well, they don't know. Ex-boyfriend showed up at the reception. Oh, he showed up there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had to put the pictures there.
Yeah. But he wasn't invited.
So,
okay.
All right. I don't know. Well, and somebody else said that wasn't the case. It was a feud between the families, but I like the blowjob picture story better.
Yeah, the blowjob picture.
Absolutely. No, with the blowjob. That's a real story that we don't really know the conclusion on. So I'm trying to explain the news. It's a real story.
Women,
but
don't have guys take pictures of you doing that shit. You ever heard of one story of the girl that broke up with this guy, or the guy broke up with a girl, and she went off to college, and she sent her ex-boyfriend a picture of her giving a guy a blowjob, saying, this could be you, but you dropped
it. Oh, jeez.
All that shit. So the guy mailed it to her father. Said, this is what your darling daughter is doing in college.
Holy shit.
Hey, it's just stupid. Don't get your picture taken doing that shit.
I don't want to see some girl blowing some other guy. Like, oh yeah, and you want to go make out now?
Pretty stupid shit. He'll fight. He'll come back and fight you in the ass, guaranteed.
Yeah.
That'll make a good picture. Getting bit in the ass.
Getting bit in the ass.
Yeah.
Bite in the ass. Awesome hour.
There you
Zamboni.
Go. Next
it's Zamboni. She's got a Zamboni clip in there. Apple Cheeks Alice. I'm still getting... Jay Bird, I'm going to mute you for a little bit because I'm getting like... It sounds like you're in the Great White North Tundra.
Yeah, something's going on there. He's in Ford's
video. We'll get
video.
Back to you in a moment. Huh?
He's in Ford's video.
Yeah. I'm about to take Zamboni through Tim Horton's drive-thru. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. Now, that is a true story. I like that. Did I relate about the Zamboni thing?
I remember you talking about it. What? About what?
Well, yeah, my buddy gets to drive the Zamboni up the garden, see?
Yeah.
So we were horsing around with the girls and everything, and then came I riding the Zamboni. Riding the Zamboni.
Uh-huh.
Ride the Zamboni. Huh? Yeah, you're getting that. It seemed cute at the time.
Uh-huh.
How did you fucking get that?
It's Zamboni hose.
The Zamboni hose, exactly.
Yeah.
They just came really slow through the Tim Hortons drive-thru, man. You know, that's a Canadian export we could thank the Canucks for on Boxing Day, that fucking Tim Hortons. You guys like Tim Hortons up there? Because I love Tim Hortons,
here.
Man.
Philly doesn't
have man. That's a good sandwich. And, good soup. Good soup and sandwich. I don't do their donuts. I don't do donuts and stuff, but they got donuts and stuff. Reason why they're here is because they had... Years ago, they had a business deal with Wendy's, and Wendy's is headquartered here. So Wendy's and Tim Hortons are in cahoots somehow, I think, or they used to be.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Good chow, man. If you ever see a Tim Hortons, you're on the road or something, you're like, check it out, man.
Check
good
it
chow.
Out, okay.
Fast food, it's really damn good. For fast
when
food.
You used to praise something about Tim Hortons, what was it?
The damn potato bacon soup.
There you go.
Good Lord, man.
You used to go on and on about that, yeah.
The fucking potato bacon. That's what I got to have before I go back on my diet. Potato bacon soup.
Here you go.
Get a big one. One of the big mamoos. I don't even need a sandwich with that. Fucking half gallon of bacon, potato bacon soup.
There you go.
Yum. All right. You got any more fake news? boring. Oh, this is weird. This is just a weird article. It was about the strange case of the Sinbad genie movie that doesn't exist, even though people insist that they saw it. I was taking a quiz in the room. Does anybody remember a movie called Shazam starring Sinbad as a genie?
Yeah. I never seen it, but I remember it.
No, you never saw it because it. Yeah, because it doesn't exist, man.
But I remember seeing something like trailers or pictures of just as a genie. I remember this, but it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd say
he
saw
exist?
It. No. It's not. It's never been. It was never made. I kind of remembered it too when I was reading this article.
Yeah.
Now, there's a movie called Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal.
As
a genie. But there's no movie with fucking Sinbad as
a
genie.
Was it a TV show? I remember Sinbad. Wow.
They said they dedicated it to the Mandela effect, the Matrix-like theory that we live in a timeline or parallel universe that has been altered in some way. A fringe explanation for shared false memories like the Shazam movie.
Holy shit. Like I remember something about it clearly, too, and it never happened? Wow, that's weird.
Now that's the kind of news I want to hear about, right? Indeed. Blow your mind, man. Blow your mind.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up as Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's brought him lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see that reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase, kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Nuts roasting on an open fire, help to make the season bright.
for the Tiny Man.
Oh, Tiny Frazier, man. He put his heart in that one. Jesus.
Man. I almost, you know what? I almost brushed right past that. You know?
Oh, okay.
I was listening to the first part and I'm like, well, yeah, that's a little too serious for the show. And then, I don't know, Ted was barking. You could probably thank Ted. Ted was probably barking. I got up. I came back, and then that part started, and I went, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, good.
Now
stuff.
You're talking.
Way to go, Ted.
That was killer, man.
Uh-huh.
Tiny Tim, man. I'm just glad if we accomplished.
Combo?
I'm not sure. Oh, it's on. There's one thing we've done on this program. It's brought a new and better Tiny to the least of the 89 people listen to the show. No, I'm just kidding. Thousands who tune in each week.
Yes.
Yes. It's beautiful.
I need them.
Song, huh? That's the Christmas song.
Huh?
The Christmas song. Hey, Bird's back.
J-Bird.
Up, J-Bird.
You.
You.
I was in the truck.
He's in the truck.
J-Bird in the truck.
Yeah.
Back now.
He's back. All right. Well, you want to do another Christmas leftover? Because, I mean, by Friday, these are going to be like... Stale, man. You know, it's like the turkey. Man, I threw out most of my Thanksgiving turkey. You know, I made the big turkey and everything, made a big deal out of that. I made, like, sandwiches for 4 days. I didn't cut it up, and then I was, like, afraid to take any more. I just left it there and sat in the fridge for 2 weeks till I finally chucked it. I'm such a great American, wasting food like that. You know, my God, if there's anything that's truly American, it's wasting shit. Yeah, that's what we fucking do best.
If we have an abundance.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty. We're never going to run out of shit. We're America!
That's right. That's right.
And Christmas won, so let's play some Christmas music.
As I sat at my windy last evening, the letter man brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Sure, I knew that the hooligan sent it, so I called round for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tattle was a slice of Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating the slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake. Miss Hooligan, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's province and spilled a whole brewing of tea. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned through eating Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, crust it was nailed on with glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake.
Well, it's not really a ground roll, but it's from that Tiny Tim
brought the house down, and then that guy had to.
Yes.
Jeez. Don't you hate
that? I think Derek threw us off because we all got looking at Elizabeth Montgomery.
What yeah.
That was.
Pile.
You're being very on, dude.
Yeah. Maybe I could just retire that 8.5. 11.
Yeah.
No, that's 11. Yeah. 11:37, man. When you really need it, you know, when you really, really.
But
you got
armor cord in there too, right?
I don't know. There's everything in here. It's all here. boy. Yes, Pee Wee Herman was arrested for indecent exposure.
Oh yeah.
I always thought he did that on purpose, because I think the Pee Wee character was driving him nuts, and he decided to commit suicide. You know.
Pee Wee.
Love Pee Wee, man.
Must kill Pee Wee.
Kill Pee Wee.
go fuck a snowman.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't kill your Pee Wee.
Hey, I like that. That's good. Bringing it around, I like it.
Indeedly, deedly, deedly, deedly. All right, what do we got here, man? Anything? Bueller? Oh, geez.
You know, Elizabeth Montgomery made a sexy Lizzie Ford, too. I always thought she was miscast in that role.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lizzie Ford.
She really wanted to do that really bad.
Woman.
Yeah, she wanted to do that one really bad. And I think she got an award for it or something. I gave
her.
She did
a good job.
Yeah. I used to give her awards every night, actually. It's kind of a personal.
I gave her a Gumpy. She got a Gumpy that year.
Did you give her a Gumpy on a time of occasion? Indeedly doodly.
Oh.
Yeah, man. She was, when I was a little kid, Billy Mumy. He's a couple years older than us, but he's kind of our contemporary, and he was like the coolest kid actor when we were kids.
Yeah.
And he got to play young Darren to her Samantha.
Yeah.
He said that was like a dream come true, because he'd like us, like every other red-blooded American boy.
Uh-huh.
He had the Zamboni for the bewitched lady, you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
She looked her hottest in that Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, with the dark hair. Well, with the natural dark hair.
Uh-huh. I love the dark hair. I was never much for blonde.
Yeah, I mean, I think women should go with their natural, whatever they got.
Yep, because you really don't care.
No. Seriously, small tits, big tits, we don't care. They're tits.
Doesn't matter.
I'm happy with it. Tits? You know, what are you going to...
Yep.
Oh, I know some guys are picky about tits. Idiots. And they know it, too. They go, oh, yeah, I'm this great gal, man. I almost asked her to marry me, but her tits. What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? You turned down a life of happiness because the tits aren't so
good. Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Fucked up. Shallow.
He's a great guy, but he knows he fucked up. He knows, but he said, I can't help it.
Well, man knows what he wants.
He knows what he wants, man.
Yeah.
He's a man that gets things done, too, so, you know.
He would turn down Goldie Hawn, Nick? Is that what you're saying? He would have turned down Goldie Hawn?
Oh, boy. No, she had nice little tits. He just, they weren't. Kind of saggy, I'm gonna say. That's what he said.
God,
saggy. That's boo.
Uh-huh.
That's yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the tape that Trump did with the, they got the tape from the outtakes from The Apprentice, where he's saying, calling black people the N-word and calls his son a fucking moron and shit and everything. Seen that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Roseanne's old husband, what's his name? Dipshit? Tom Arnold?
Tom Arnold, yeah.
Yeah. He made it public that there's this underground tape of President-elect saying all this crazy fucked up shit. Off camera, you know.
Yeah.
But it's outtakes.
Yeah.
And they got on film. So anyway, Tom Arnold's like, he's gonna. It's so stupid. It's like, so what, man? I mean, of course everybody wants to hear it. Of course everybody wants to hear it and see it.
But it's not gonna make a bit of a difference.
Yeah. What? Why didn't you do this like in October? You know, I don't know. Might have been a, because he knew about that. They are, like, I guess all the Hollywood insiders have known about this for, you know, a long time.
Yeah, the guy got all the female votes after talking about grabbing her pussies and how he had.
That's
that
true. I mean, what difference would it have made? I mean, until he, I don't know what they're waiting for.
Right.
You know,
he
actually
right
shit
when
the
he
bed.
Said he could shoot a person. Times Square.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Won't lose any votes.
Right. You are correct, sir. I don't know what that is, man. Hey, man, you say something enough times on TV, people will believe it.
Yeah.
And if you yodel enough, I've got two yodels tonight, because I uploaded the emergency yodel, because I thought, you know, I don't have an emergency yodel. And I found this other yodel. I'm going to do the Santa yodel. It's not going to be good next Monday, right? Shelf life.
Yeah, get that done.
The only thing is, there's audio conditions here. This is off of an old cylinder, I think, or, you know, at least a 78. So just pretend it's the old days and there's wooden needles and no electricity.
Yeah, all right.
Dad popped popcorn over the fire in the fireplace. My gosh, let's listen to some records. Everybody gather around the candlelight.
Fireplace.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ricola. Ricola.
You little lady.
Oily, oily. Oily, oily, oh. Oily, oh. Oily.
Now I was a regular Sandy Claus, and I love good gals and boys. When I come around at Christmas time to give you all some toys. Now I got almost everything, so if you all was good, I look down in my little sack and see what I can give. I've got Christ for Mariah's and little jumping jack. I've got some sheep and cows and calves and dogs that go. I've got here a little pussy cat that goes meow, meow. So if you all was nice and good, I'll give them to you now. Lady, oh, you lady, 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 oh, you lady, lady, oh, you lady, 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 oh, you lady. I come when you all was sound asleep, your stockings just to fill. Down by the chimney slowly creep, so noiselessly and still. The telltale light was burning low, yet I can easy tell to whom I'll give those knick-knack goods, on that I know quite well. Let Miss Mary sleigh bells to ring out on the air, on skates for girls to glide upon, I've hid away with care. A check in the box for baby too, on 100 tiny things. that makes my children happy too. All the spring. Lady, oh, real lady, 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 oh, real lady, lady, oh, real lady, 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 oh, real lady, lady, oh, real lady, 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 oh, real lady, oh, lady, oh, real lady, 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 oh, real lady.
There you go. Yeah, that was it. I believe that was an Edison cylinder. Zoo.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It was an oldie but goldie.
How'd you like that, Jim?
Now.
Why do I listen to this show?
That's what everyone.
I don't know, man. The beauty. Hey, I could have played the emergency yodel, Slim Whitman.
I like the old sound.
That's a weird. Yeah, that's why I love that Victrola I have, man. It's so. You've seen the Victrola, Jay Bird, man. Have I played the Victrola for you, dude?
I think not.
Yeah, we'll have to break it out one time.
Yeah.
You got to videotape it, man. You got to play a record, videotape it, put it on the.
That's so boring, man. I hate that. I hate that when I get an old song and I'm like, oh, cool, they got that by that guy. And then you got 5 minutes of some guy loading up the record. Hey, I get the record. I'm over here at the thing, and I'm putting it on the needle. Yeah,
I
just play the fucking music, jackass. You know? All right, well, we better sing out and get the fuck out, I guess.
All right.
Where's the thingy? Well, see, how did we do that whole show Friday? That's the part that doesn't make sense to me. What the fuck? We got the whole show in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Time packed.
It was boiled down. Okay, now, after we beam out, I'm going to play something very, very, very filthy, filthy, dirty.
All right. Tune in for the film, kid.
So if you're listening to this at work.
You Friday.
If you're listening to this at work, you're probably already in trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, lower if you play it at work.
Not safe for work.
Unless, of course, you work in a strip joint. And then be perfectly all right. Canadian! Just cracked open my first Canadian, man. I was finishing off the natties. Oh, my God. Is that? Now, that's like going from, you know, something to something else, boy. That's beer. That's real fucking beer there, boy.
See, I never liked Canadian beer.
Yeah, did you ever have the Molson Canadian?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it?
I didn't like any
beer drinker.
Beer for it. I didn't like any.
You weren't
beer
a real big beer drinker.
I didn't like
though,
Lower Brow.
Yeah.
That's all I drank.
Canadian. Yeah, man.
My Coors. I never cared for.
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing
I'd say.
Day.
Happy God dang doodly doodly. Yeah. I like how that works. So everybody drive safely. You know, try not to punch somebody if you can help it.
If I can help.
I energize.
It was the night before Christmas. The lights was really flickering. The children running around sleepless, doing the greasy chicken. Santa
Hannah slid down the chimney with his dick in his hand, screaming, "Get out them drawers as quick as you can." A nose full of cane, and a pipe full of weed, and 100 pounds of marijuana with that sack on his back. Mama said, "Get out them red pants, Santa. I'm going down on you tonight. I'm giving you your Christmas present, hot, juicy, wet, and tight." Now Santa was happy when Christmas came around, 'cause he could get away. He knew the big secret: Miss Santa was gay. Now everybody waited by the chimney in their masks. They wanted to see who was gonna fuck Santa in his ass. "Oh, Mr. Santa Claus, I wouldn't want to be you. Ho, ho, Mr. Santa Claus, I don't want to be you. Just look at all the shit that folks take you through. Gangbangers trying to trick you for your toys. Girls fucking men, men fucking boys. Leaving little notes saying, 'These are my socks.' Nikes to beavers, blunts and rocks. Hey, Mr. Santa, I'm glad I ain't you. Just look at all the shit that folks take you through. If you had enough pussy and you want some head, second room on the left, I'll be in my bed. Oh, Santa, I know what you're going through. Just look at all the problems the folks take you through. From the North Pole to the South Pole, that ain't a bad run. If you get rid of the heights, you could have a little fun. All the bitches wait with their legs open wide, head naked, trying to hitchhike a ride. Oh, oh, Sam, I don't want to be you. Lips and dicks so, when you're finishing misery, shouting, "Y'all all fucked up, but you sure was right with me. Hey, Santa, I don't care, I don't want to be. Just look at all the shit that folks take you through. Merry Christmas, y'all, and good."
Yeah, I missed it by that much, you know.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
A few yards.
Good show. Good show. Fun time.
Shoot! 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 Yeah. No, I think I managed to not make an ass of myself tonight, which is nice. That was my measuring stick. Of course, I have to listen back to the archive first before I make that final judgment.
Well, you got a fan in Misty.
That was so... That touched my heart, man.
Oh, that was...
He was like... He was crestfallen.
Oh,
he was like...
Man.
Oh...
His whole life fell out from under him.
Hello. God bless him, man.
How
sweet.
You know what that's... I'm fine.
I'm fine. Wow. Slip rock.
Then he finally started talking right when I put on the Booker T. As I was raising the volume, I hear him talking. Oh, shit. That was dark.
That was good. That was funny. That was a good show. That was a fun show, man. That was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed the first part, but, you know. Should happen. Oh, it's Paint Your Wagon. To, you know, if anybody's hanging there. It was the movie I was watching after the coconut shrimp, to which I fell asleep. Do they have a horizontal hole on this monitor, man? It's just my eyes. I think all my equipment's getting too old, man. You know?
It sounds personal.
Like my computer and everything.
Okay. Well, you're like
your junk. Well, yeah, that too. Although I read the Monsignor's thing on prostate cancer. I'm pretty good on that one. I got one or two of those, but nothing major. You know, it's going to happen to you if you live long enough.
Yeah.
It's going to go kaput.
Yeah, what are you going to
say? I don't know, man. I'll tell you. I went in to buy some nicotine gum today. Just put a piece in. Chewing gum on the air. That's like lesson one at broadcasting school. Don't chew gum on the air. Well, I never went to broadcasting school, so kiss
well,
my
Wendy,
ass.
Wendy used to eat celery. She used to do the dishes.
I know. Pop popcorn. Yeah, do the dishes. Take out the trash.
Well, she said she never heard the archives, but she doesn't know how that was kind of annoying.
Did you see that video she reposted with the awesome mobile?
Yeah, I forgot all about it. That was nice. Yeah.
I thought maybe she was showing up. I thought maybe she was getting a little, misty for the possums and was gonna. Man, she's so cute.
She is a sweetheart, man. She deserves a Gumby. Gumby does sound like an award, doesn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind riding the Zamboni hose with her, man. No, it's just the Zamboni.
Yeah.
It's not the Zamboni hose. It's just riding the Zamboni.
Zamboni.
The Zamboni. Shoot, man. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy my sandwiches. I actually have dreams that involve things other than sex.
No,
I can't believe I said that on the air, man. Friday. I'm not even going to repeat it. That was disgusting. But true. Absolutely true. 100% true. It was graphic as fuck. I woke up and went, Jesus, God.
Well, I'm taking medication now that I think gives you weird dreams. But when I mentioned it to my doctor.
Oh, boy.
When I mentioned it to my doctor, she said that they believe that it doesn't give you bad dreams. It actually makes you remember your dreams.
That could be too.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Because the more I remember my dreams, like the weirder they are. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Panic dream about having lunch meat and cheese but no bread. You know what the fuck is that? Holy shit!
What
no
would
bread.
Freud say?
Yeah. Like, you need to eat a sandwich, boy. Go get a sandwich. You need a sandwich. That's what you need. And you hate your mother. No,
maybe
I don't
it's
know.
The butcher. But, maybe it's the butcher's birthday. What's his name, Irvin?
What are you talking about? Sam the Butcher?
From 1,000 Clowns. The butcher's birthday.
Oh, Irving R. Feldman.
They celebrate.
Irving R. Feldman's birthday. Yeah.
We got you thinking about sandwiches.
Yeah, that's one of my fucking favorite movies, man.
I love that flick.
I saw that when I was like, this is really cool. I was like 12 years old, right? And there was this block. I was at my grandparents' house. My family was all there, and there was this big-ass block party, right? All the grown-ups are getting fucked up, right? This is before I've had a drink. I'm still in a sink. So all the grown-ups are getting schlockered, you know. I made a cup of fucking coffee for my granddad when he came in. Because I seen it on TV, you know. Give a drunk guy coffee. I think he took a sip and went, "Nyeh." Probably put about 3 scoops of instant coffee in the cup, you know. Just a kid. But that night, that damn movie came on, and I said, man, that's the guy I want to be. I want to be that guy, you know.
Shit. I don't think I ever heard of the movie until you talked about it.
Really?
Yeah.
In fact, I'm sure of it. I think it was a bigger Broadway play than a movie.
Yeah.
But Robards was in the play, too, and he was brilliant in that.
Oh.
I mean, that was his role. I can't imagine anybody else in that role. He was brilliant.
That kid, too, was good.
Oh, yeah. Well, shoot. He grew up. He was in a lot of stuff as an adult. He was in Archie Bunker's place.
He
did an episode of Leave It to Beaver.
Barney Miller. I think he did an episode of
Barney
Miller.
Too. Yeah, yeah. He was a lawyer on there or something.
Yeah,
that's a great movie, man. I love that movie. Because it's all about, like, real life, man, and how you can't avoid it sometimes.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't see Amazon. I hope Amazon has it. Maybe I have to watch it. That's to find out.
I think it was on YouTube last time I checked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm
after we talked
or maybe that
1, 2, 3
movies that Magic C hipped us to. All right, well, here, let's hit Tommy and the gonads.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, well, thank you, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Fun time.
Pulitzer Prize-winning podcaster that you are.
Fun time. Well,
baby. Yeah, good times. Time for a cigar. I'm going to get a quickie to... get us the fuck out of the door here.
Jay Bird.
I like it. Thank you, Jay Bird, for calling in.
Jay Bird. Yes. Thank you for being
here. Hang in there. Keep making America great again.
Yeah.
Keep doing that. My God, we need you now.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
There you go.
I wish you called in Friday.
yeah, I'm sorry. Had my family going off.
I'll have to listen to that again before it's done. It's many nifties. So fucking sad.
Oh,
he's like Charlie Brown, you know. Charlie Brown's like walking down the street and his head hanging low.
Yeah.
And he's Bob Doe. Life's not worth living. Commodore didn't show up. Makes you feel wanted, man. You know? Well, the Great Possum Lounge tonight, man. Apparently everybody had the day off or something. Maybe tomorrow, too, if you're lucky. If you have a cool boss. Cool overlord. You know, I think the amount of happiness in life equals how much of an asshole your overlord is. Right?
Hey, that could be.
Something like that. I don't know. Hey. I don't even know what that means. I swear.
Makes sense.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Bye.
We're stretching that out, huh? Where's that other one, man? There we go. Let's do this one. Let's get out of here in style! Back to the bar, get a party tonight.
I was going to make espresso.